Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the greatest podcast ever from a Chevy Cobalt.
While eating peanuts.
And eating peanuts. You're listening to the Carpooling Podcast. We're your hosts, Christopher Lloyd, and my good friend beside me.
The D-Train.
D-Train pulling out his wang, sticking it in girls' fangs.
And boys' sings.
Yeah, he doesn't discriminate. Whoa, that was a weird cop car.
What?
It had like... just like a picture on the side of it, and it didn't say anything.
A picture of what?
I don't know, whatever the symbol is for Toronto Police. Like, it didn't say anything else, like police or anything. It said it on the back.
Maybe it's gonna be in the Batman movie.
Maybe.
It says Gotham.
Yeah, but it said Toronto Police.
Oh, well then.
On the back, like on the back, like on the
bumper. Suicide Squad then?
Yeah, that movie's done. They done filming that shit a long time ago, brother.
Okay.
Shit.
Did you ever participate in any Taekwondo-y and
fuck
or
no.
Karate?
I did karate for whatever a season is, like from getting your white belt to your yellow belt.
Yeah.
And I never took my test. I was too lazy.
I think that's where I got to. I was like, fuck this. Yellow.
Yellow? You got the yellow?
In karate.
I didn't even get yellow. Like, I could take my test, and I was going to take my test, and I was like, we were about to leave, and I was like, told my dad, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, fuck this shit. Should have beeped your horn at that.
Yeah, true. Oh, well, you can still take it.
Like, I don't have to go through the
years
time?
Later. I don't know. Just show up next to all the four-year-olds and start, like, punching and kicking it.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Nah. You have to get up pretty high. Like, what, purple belt? Well, be pretty strong in that shit?
All the way, man. Brown and then black and then one stripe, red stripe, one, two stripes, all that shit on your black belt.
No, I just mean, like, to actually, like, be able to do fighting.
I would say...
it's probably purple,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, that's kind of like when it's for real.
Yeah. Because I was listening to somebody say, they're like, oh, yeah, I hate, like, I think, is it Taekwondo? Which one is it that they roll around and it's like wrestling?
Jiu-Jitsu? Submission?
Yeah. And they say that they can get tapped by purple belts. Like, that's when they can start getting tapped, like, black belts.
Oh, okay.
Can start getting tapped by, like, a hardcore purple belt. So
that's awesome.
So I'm just repeating that.
No, I believe it.
Yeah.
It kind of looks black. Like, the belt itself changes from being, like, a silly orange to, like, a deep, deep purple.
So. Yeah. I wonder, was Donatello, like, a purple belt?
Yeah.
And then, like, Leo is blue and...
yeah.
And there's an orange belt. Is there orange?
There is orange, yeah.
Yeah. And red.
Is there red?
I don't know.
There's a red belt.
I don't know. You're the karate guy. You know all that shit.
I don't know that shit. I never got far.
You just sword fight.
Yeah. That I could tell you a lot about.
Yeah. You gonna do that again?
I hope.
Is it like seasons, that thing? Tell everybody at home listening what the hell we're talking about.
Okay, the best thing I can say to you to do is look up, go on YouTube and type in Armored Combat League. It's a group in the States that are doing what we've already been doing here for a long time.
Yeah.
They're trying to take it to the next level. They're trying to make it like martial arts. Like UFC. They're trying to bring it to, like, the main stage.
Yeah.
But there's so many flaws in it, it's going to be hard to do.
The reffing and shit and stuff.
Well, this is the thing, okay? It's like, it's sword fighting in the sense that you're wearing full chain mail, full plate. And
mail.
You're going hard. Like, you're black and blue when it's over. You'll see in the video how hard they go. But the way they do it is they say they score points by knockdown. And you're never going to knock a guy down hitting him with a metal sword.
No.
Like, if the guy weighs, like... so they said, and the problem is, all they would have to do... say the sport got popular, they could just get some linebacker from the NFL to come in and do it, and no one would ever knock him over or anything.
Right,
and
right.
He could swing so hard. So this just doesn't make any sense to have it judged like that.
Yeah.
It has to be a point system, like fencing.
Yeah, but even if you're a huge guy and you got like a javelin or something and you fucking ram into a big guy, you're gonna take his ass down,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. But it's usually like one-on-one.
Oh, is it?
So you're not gonna go in with a...
yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah, like it's
going
just,
up against the mountain.
Exactly. Exactly. They could just get that guy to do it. Who's gonna win if it's to knock them down?
Yeah, yeah.
And there would be no swordplay involved anymore. It would just simply be guys charging and checking each other, trying
to...
Like, it just ruins it.
Yeah. But yeah, you wouldn't really need weapons. It's again just like it's like UFC.
Yeah, it would make no sense. So they need to change the rules.
So when you have like a... say you have a hammer.
Yeah.
And you bonk them in the head.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
But okay, if you have a sword and they have some skin showing, Can you slice them and shit?
You can hit them as hard as you can.
Are they dulled, though, or are they still, like, sharp as fuck?
Yeah, they're dull as fuck.
Okay.
You're never going to... Well, you got one fat guy that trains, and he doesn't even wear armor half the time.
Whoa.
He's huge, though. He's, like, you know when you're playing, like, a fucking fighting game, and the big boss comes out, and he's, like, a big beer belly, big fat guy? It's like that, only, like, a berserker. He doesn't even wear pads. You're fucking nuts, man. One day it was his birthday, and they do something called a bear pit, where if you're turning 30, they line up, and usually there's not that many guys, usually only like 9.
Yeah.
But they have to repeat the cycle, and you go into the ring and fight, win or lose, and then if you win, you still go, or if you lose, you still go, and he has to do as many people as his his ages. And I've seen that guy do it, where he fought... I don't know. I guess he was like almost 40. I was up like 4 times to fight him.
Whoa.
And yeah, and he wasn't wearing any armor. Like when he went home, I guarantee he was a fucking purple mess.
Oh yeah, for sure. And he likes, retired that day. He never came back.
He's a guy that chooses 2 swords.
Oh yeah?
Like, did you ever watch Spartacus?
The TV show?
Yeah.
No.
Well, the main winner was a 2-sword guy, whereas Spartacus was a sword and shield guy.
Right.
So, I mean, everyone can pick their style, and you can go up against anyone. By far, the hardest to go up against is a spear.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah, like, you can't get near.
No, you can't. And he just moves his hands a little bit, and as a sword and shield guy, you have to move your whole body and everything. So, I mean, he could just play with you, minimal movements, until you're tired, and then just gouge you with it.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
That's what he's going to do.
Yeah, so that's
cool. You
gotta
like roll at his feet and jump up and uppercut.
I did. When I was doing it, I was trying moves where I would literally jump in the air and try to strike down like Achilles does.
Right.
And these guys are like, you're nuts because you're going to tire out so fast. And they were right. Like, I was done after. It took me longer to put on the armor than it did to tire out. Like, literally. That's why I stopped going pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
Because these guys are all soccer players and shit. And I'm
mad endurance.
Yeah, yeah, no endurance.
Yeah, anyway, that'd be tough.
That's fun. That's what I do. I used to do. I haven't in a while.
Yeah, you haven't done it in a while, huh?
Yeah. That's fun. If anyone else wants to do it, you can go too.
Yeah.
It's free to everyone.
Yeah?
And they have...
They have like, equipment you can use?
Yeah, when I first got there, I had all their loaner gear. The worst part about it is wearing the helmet. I love all the gear. When you put that helmet on, it's uncomfortable.
What kind of helmet is it? Like
a steel helmet. Like,
yeah.
That you can take full blasts. Like
eyeballs on it?
Yeah.
Like just little holes?
Yeah. Or almost like some of them are cheap, so they look like a hockey mask, like they have those things.
Right.
But you can't, like the guy tests, like there's a guy who is his rules, and he'll try to put the sword through, and if it goes through, you can't play.
Wear it.
You can't play.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, that's, yeah, you got to do that.
And there's only one thing banned, one weapon banned, because even if you're wearing armor, it still can crush you. And I don't know why or how the physics, it's all about physics.
Yeah.
You know,
the mace things?
A ball and chain thing?
Yeah.
You can't use one, no matter what, because even if it's a tennis ball, you can get so much momentum, you can dent in metal with a tennis ball.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for some reason. It's like when prisoners put shit in socks and
rocks.
Fucking smash people with them.
Yeah.
It's just like that.
Yeah.
Deadly.
Yeah. I didn't know it could crush armor.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they showed. They were like, you can't
imagine
look.
Somebody showed up with, like, the ball with the spikes on it and shit with one of those. They're like, all right, I'm in. Yeah. They're like, yeah, okay, bud.
You're out.
Yeah. You ain't getting in shit.
They started doing arrows now. Like, when you go to the big events, there's these arrows that they use now, too, that pack a big wallop but won't pierce you.
Really, yeah.
And so there's archers in the back now firing these fucking things at you.
That's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, it's real fun.
Yeah. Everybody at home, check it out. It's,
it's
pretty interesting
League.
To check out. And it'll surprise you how crazy they are.
Yeah.
People are fucking nuts, man, doing that shit.
The people that do UFC are crazy, though. Like, they're just bare fist punching each other in the face. Like, that's
insane.
Yeah. That's, like, to me, that's the real
Shit. Like, that's fucking big man shit.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. Like, what is it? They give you 10 weeks or something like that? And you know, like, if you're going to fight the heavyweight champion, not heavyweight, any champion, whoever the champion is, if you're the number one contender, you got, like, 10 weeks to train.
Shit.
And you know you're going up against this guy, man, that must fuck with your head, man.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta be a fucking retard to fight, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know, even if you win, you're gonna get knocked the fuck around.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, man, you're fucked up.
Yeah, like somebody like Georges St-Pierre, like he was a genius, probably the best welterweight ever in life.
Okay.
You know, but he still had his fair share of blows. And then when he retired, he retired. He was like, he didn't quite say he was retiring. He said he's taking a break, but he's like, I'm not coming back into the ring until they clean up the use of steroids.
Well, because people are getting fucked up?
Yeah.
How strong guys are?
Yeah, like they're just way too strong. And then when you also have like fucking, you know, heavyweights coming down to your division just to fight you to take your belt,
yeah,
you know, like fuck that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you get a day, I think it's like a day after you weigh in, and just to rehydrate, and then you get another like 35 pounds, yeah. 40 pounds.
Yeah, you like drain out all your water.
Yeah.
And then like my buddy did that when he fought. He wore a fucking sauna suit.
Yeah.
And he ran all fucking day. And then he stripped right down to his boxers and for the weigh-in. But he fucked himself because he was so dehydrated and so fucked up because he had to fight later that day or something. He couldn't fight.
Yeah, like, he couldn't get... that's dangerous, man.
Yeah, so...
Your brain is like no water when you do that shit. Fucking... And then you fight, you get crushed in the head.
Yeah, that's bad news, man.
Yeah. Oh, well.
They changed the rule. You know how you said you have the next day?
Yeah.
That was for that reason. Guys would do that, and then their brains would be, like you said, right, exposed.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'd get whacked so hard, there'd be no cushion.
Yeah, for sure. So, even if you have water in your brain, man, getting hit in the head is not good. With anything, even like a little like bit. Like when you bonk your head and you see stars, man, that's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you get all dizzy and shit, like that's really not good for you, man.
You ever hit your elbow or hit your nose or something where you felt the bone? Like you kind of feel it in your bone, and it's like a gross feeling?
I only know the funny bone one, and I hate that one.
Yeah, that one sucks. But like if you get tapped in the nose or something, it's like a totally different pain because it's like I can almost feel it in your bones. Mm. And it's like I just couldn't imagine getting rocked like that, like over and over and over. Like, fuck.
From a trained killer who knows that you're rocked like that, and then they come in for the kill.
Yeah, no,
fucking slaughter you with punches and elbows.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
Or like, let's say he's twisted you up in a certain way where you have to tap out. Like, sure, you're tapping, but he's still going full blast.
Oh, yeah.
And like, what if he doesn't feel the tap, or like you might get your arm ripped apart or something? Like,
right? No, yeah, that's for sure, man.
It's not for me. That sport's not for me.
No, I was listening to this guy who fought, I don't know, a jiu-jitsu fight, and he had somebody in like a leg lock or something, and he said he was pushing the guy's knee. And he could feel the guy's knee, like, popping and breaking. The guy had too much pride to tap. Because it was, like, this, like, the best fucking Gracie versus some other guy. And they were, like, the best jiu-jitsu guys ever.
Oh, shit.
And so the Gracie had too much pride to tap because it was he, like, put it on. So he just let him fucking, like, he said he could just hear it popping and moving. And he's like, man, you got to tap. He's telling him this while he's holding him. And he's like, and the guy wouldn't tap. And he just kept pushing and pushing.
Then what happened?
He didn't tap, man.
Did he break the leg?
I guess not. They kept fighting. I guess the round was over or something.
That's crazy. When you see a guy get really injured, like dislocate something, and he still keeps fighting with like one hand.
Yeah.
Like that guy is a warrior.
Oh, yeah.
Like
was it Silva? When he broke his fucking shin and he like kicked the guy and then like his leg just like, and he tries to step back down and it's like,
he just popped.
He got popped for steroids, eh?
He did?
Yeah.
Who else?
A little while ago.
Someone got popped for marijuana.
Yeah, that was Nick Diaz.
Like, really?
Yeah, hardcore. Like, his whole career is done now. Like,
know,
if he doesn't
like
get back in
there. 5-year ban and stuff, right?
Yeah, like, that's your lifetime of fucking fighting, man.
That's ridiculous.
For weed. Fucking stupid Nevada commission.
The only funniest thing I ever heard of is, I probably talked about it already because it's kind of funny, how, you know that Olympic sport where they ski and then they shoot?
Yeah.
And then they ski and then they shoot?
Biathlon?
Yeah.
Or triathlon or whatever? Yeah.
The alcohol is considered a performance-enhancing drug in that sport, and you can't drink.
Really?
Because it slows your heart down or whatever, and you can get a better shot off if
really?
You have a bit of alcohol. So it's actually, that's considered a performance.
That's funny, yeah.
Whereas, like, marijuana, like, how is that going to help you fight? That's the exact opposite, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to help you fight. I mean, there's arguments on both sides when you're training. Like some people like to get high and train and they say they train better.
Okay.
Or if they're like doing jiu-jitsu and shit and fight like rolling around, apparently it helps them like, I don't know,
focus
better.
Thing.
Yeah. But I mean that's just too much, man. Like weed is, you know, it goes weed and then alcohol.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, well, I'd say it goes weed, then Tylenol, then alcohol.
What's Tylenol?
Tylenol or like, you know, like just like over-the-counter fucking pain medication. You know how bad that shit is for your liver?
Well, I've never taken it, I don't know.
You've never taken like an Advil or?
Like once every 10 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't kill you by taking one. I just mean if you take like
bad
a lot.
For your liver or something?
Yeah, the Tylenol is.
It's a good thing I don't take it because I drink too much, right?
Yeah. So
double pain.
Yeah. But yeah, so that like if it's down below alcohol and alcohol is legal, it's kind of stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Hopefully he fights it and he gets back in. He's got everybody's supporting him, but
yeah, like that, all I heard is that Rousey chick is like went off on a tangent about how fucking stupid it was.
Yeah.
So, and she's kind of the voice right now. She's popular.
Yeah, she's hot. She'll fuck you up, man.
And then fuck you.
Like, even like the pro men say that she'd probably fuck them up.
Really?
Like, everybody's like, oh, yeah, she's just good because she's a girl. Nah. They're like, man, she's got mad technique. Fuck me up.
Like, I read the opposite. I read that she's only doing so well because right now it's the time in the sport where there's no decent opposition. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, that's what they say, but I mean, they still say, like, the guys are still saying that they'll fuck them up. Like, if you listen to Fighter and the Kid podcast, Brendan Schaub, and they always get pro fighters on there, and they have there's a segment that they do with Joe Rogan that it's called Fighter Companion, and every UFC, they watch UFC and talk about it.
That's cool.
Yeah, but, they were talking about how fucking crazily good she is. So,
maybe she is.
It or whatever.
Who knows?
She fucked you up.
That is correct.
And then she'd fuck me up.
I used to know of this porno thing that they did.
Who, Ronda?
This is legit. No. But this is legit movies you can watch. Where I don't know the name of them, but I'm sure you could find them with one Google search. They would actually have the porn star sitting right there outside the ring, and they would get two semi-amateur fighters that are both want to have sex with the porn star.
Uh-huh.
And they would actually fight, and the winner would then go right there on the spot and fuck the porn star on the camera.
Really?
Whoever won. And it was a real fight.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like a boxing match?
No,
a
UFC fight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I never did watch it. I just saw the advertisements for it. And I was wondering, what if he's so beaten up? You're not going to feel like fucking. Your head hurts and shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
He probably...
I'll watch one next time I get a chance.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. And then come back to us and tell us what's
up. I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, tell us what's going on.
It's like, this feels good, but my head hurts.
I think I have a concussion, and my fucking elbow is dislocated.
But that blowjob.
Yeah.
Have you ever been really, really bad headache or really sick, and your wife or whatever, I'm not talking about her, but anyone in your past, what's...
Oh, we don't talk about Mrs. Lloyd on this thing.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, like, and then someone, like, you either have sex or someone gives you a blowjob, and it's like, during that moment, literally your headache is gone. You don't
even think about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, and as soon as it's over, or if you're hungover, like bad hungover,
yeah,
and someone starts jerking you off or sucking you off or something. Yeah, it's like you don't even remember you're hungover until the second it's done. Then you're like, oh, yeah, I'm fucking hungover.
It's because all the blood goes to your dick from your brain.
Yeah.
Literally does.
That's the secret, man.
Yeah. You got to just keep getting head and sex.
Never finish, though.
No, you can't finish.
Yeah.
Because then you get sleep. But if you finish, you can go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And get rid of the hangover
That's true. Sleeping
drink a Gatorade, some water. Oh, fuck, I was going to talk about something. Now literally when we were talking about that. I had it in my head.
Then I had to ruin it.
No, it came to me whenever we were talking about that.
Oh, okay.
Now I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, you're fantasizing about your next hangover. Dairy.
I think hungover. It must have had something to do with sex. I don't know. Oh, well.
It usually does.
Yeah. Yeah, quite. Indubitably.
Quite.
So, it's fucking Transgiving.
Yes.
Actually, by the time when this comes out, it's already after Transgiving.
Okay. Turkey City, boys.
Turkey City, Ham City.
I was in Walmart a couple days ago, and an old man was yelling at the girl about a rain check on some turkeys that were not in stock.
Oh, yeah?
And I thought, you fuckers, you did this to me last year.
Yeah.
When you had turkey 75 cents a pound. I went, it was like $10 a bird, man. A big, like, fucking one.
Yeah, yeah.
And every time I would go there, they're gone. And they'd, like, whisper to me, there's a shipment coming tonight at 8:45. And then I would go, and sure enough, oh, it didn't show up or something.
Man, whenever they have shit like that on sale, they like they have a certain amount they sell, which sells out like instantly.
Yeah.
Then they never get it back.
Yeah, bullshit.
And Walmart is the worst for having anything.
Yeah.
Like, they have so much stuff. Like, when I would work for Pepsi, I would, like, fill up the shelves all the time. Like, I'd go there. That was part of my job. They would go the whole weekend. Like, I would fill it up on Friday. Sometimes I would do it on Saturday. But they would have, like, a shitload of pop to last the weekend. And they would never fill up the shelves. And I would go in the back, and I would see other products, too. Like, I'm not just talking about pop, but, like, everything would be in the back. But they don't fill up the shelves. So, like, it just sits in the back.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And, like, it's multiple Walmarts all over the place. I don't know why they do this. Like, and I know firsthand, so I'll tell them, I'm like, you probably have some in the back. I guarantee you there'd be some in the back. No.
I'm not going doing any work.
Yeah. Like, come on. Like, I would go, okay, I'd fill it up Friday, and then if it would go the whole weekend being empty.
Oh, fuck.
Like, if it was on sale or something, people would ask, and they'd be like, no, we don't have it.
See, you think there'd be a manager in place that would be making sure that doesn't happen. Like, he must have sales numbers he has to meet.
Yeah.
Like,
it's pretty ridiculous. Yeah. Man.
I remember I went to school, fucking obviously, I went to high school, and they had, sign up for co-op placements. So I'm like, oh, what is your field that you're interested in? I said, oh, business.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And they got everyone all these wicked-ass fucking places that would actually lead to something. And then when they send me to work at the Gap. Literally. And at this time, I didn't have any clothes but rocker clothes.
Right.
But I actually went and bought all kinds of nice clothes. It was probably the best thing that ever happened to me.
You got nice clothes.
Yeah. It was 50% off everything. Yeah. So, but anyway, that's besides the point. So I had to go and do a job interview to co-op. So I'm sitting at the table, and this fucking retard is telling me all this stuff, and I end up getting the thing. What brings me to this part, in the back of that store, they have everything, just like you're saying. Every size, every color, like there is shelves up to the ceiling of shit. But you go and you ask them to go and look. No, we don't have it. No, we don't have it.
Yes, you do. You think they just like, I don't know, maybe you know from experience, but they ask you that, you go in the back and you just stand there for a second, come back and say, oh, no, don't even
100%.
Look. 100%. That's brutal, man.
Yeah.
Even at those, like those places, you would think that you would want to make the sale because you make commission.
They maybe would not you personally. Me.
Yeah.
What it was you had to put your social security number in before you would ring something through.
That's ridiculous.
And at the end, they'd print out this little receipt that would show everything. They're like, oh, you're supposed to hit 2,000 today, and you're only at whatever. I'd be like, A, no one came in here today. It's during the day on a weekday. No one's here. Everyone's at work.
Yeah.
Two, I'm not even being paid. And three, I'm like 15. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
I don't have big tits and everything else. Like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Like, whatever, though.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, I'm guessing, I know from experience, if you're going to buy something, you're going to buy something. Like, somebody's not going to talk you into it. Like, you already know you're going to buy something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you go in the store, if you're just looking,
yes.
You may buy something. But most of the time, when you're at the mall and you know you need clothes, you're going to buy something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you helped them get shoe sizes or whatever, but... And, yeah, if you're not even fucking getting paid, that's bullshit.
And you know what the worst part is? And what's really, like, I don't know, the same fucking business memo went out to every store in existence. It's called, like, upselling or coupling selling. I can't remember the buzzword for it. But if you ever had transactions on your things, even at Samsonite when I worked there, that was one item.
Yeah.
They'd always shit on you.
Really?
You'd sell luggage. Oh, you couldn't sell them a luggage tag or a passport holder or, like, and always, like, having a one thing on your thing was, like, worse horrible. Than having zero.
That's funny because so many times, like when I buy shoes, they're always like, you need like shoe cleaner or like shoe, like stuff to keep them in good condition.
It's leather, you know, you got to treat that.
Yeah. It's like, nah, I have some of that stuff at home. And they're like, oh, come on, man. So that's why.
That's why. If ever you go somewhere and they're so pushy on a second item, that's why.
Come out socks. Mm. Keep your shoes nice and clean smelling. You call my feet stinky?
You go, no, one no, shirt, no, another no, one's no. 50% off. Get two.
Yeah. That's funny. Like when I was growing up at my school, if you went and did the co-op and you did it at the place you work, you could get your co-op and get paid.
Fuck. Maybe a couple of them were like that, but not mine.
Yeah. I know some people at my high school that did that, which is sweet, man. You know how much money you make as a young,
that's
like
crazy.
17-year-old, 16-year-old, or however old you have to be to do that?
Summer students with the city that are 19
years old. Yeah, make mad cash.
I'm making $24 an hour.
Yeah.
They've never worked a day anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good money for them,
fucking
man.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah, the cheeky bastards.
If I was 18 making that, when I was 18, I was lucky to be making
I think I was making like
wage.
Seven.
Yeah.
I think I was making like seven something when I first started working. No, maybe even like $6.75.
I remember making six something at McDonald's.
Yeah. I didn't get my first job for a long time, though.
Because it's a small town? Hard to find work?
Yeah. You know, that whole thing where it's like, oh, you don't have any experience. But once you get experience, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I worked at, my brother got me the job at the gas station. And even him, he's like, man, I'm telling you, he's going to do fine. He's a good worker. And like, okay, Jared, this is on you. And he was there for like 7 years. Maybe not 7 years. I don't know. He was there for a long time.
Wow.
Like, he worked there for a real long time. And I was like, that's weird, man. That, you know.
That's the only way I got into Samsonite. My buddy was saying for 3 years, and he was quitting. He's like, I know a guy. And I had already previously put my resume in.
Yeah.
Nothing. He's like, I know this guy. You know, you can count on him.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I was like, okay, we'll give him a shot.
Yeah, and then once you get that one, usually you can get other jobs pretty easily.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's always a good thing. Keep looking for work.
It's hard, man.
Get a new thing. Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's such a pain in the ass, man. Like, you could be like, all right, I'm going to do it on the weekend. I'm going to look for a new job, try to get a raise. And it's like, you gotta fuck with your resume. Your fucking stupid thing has to be made perfectly for each one you're going to apply for. It's such a hassle. And it's like, come on, man, I'm lazy. Is it even worth the extra money?
Exactly.
Probably is, but.
Over the long haul.
Yeah.
When you're young, you don't care.
No.
All you're thinking about is games and ass.
Yeah. But that was funny at the gas station I worked at is like, okay, you could take food and stuff. And then you just write it down in a book.
Okay.
And then, like, it just comes off your pay. Like, when you get paid, you can cash your check there and then just pay them back whatever you owe. So it's like, you buy all this food and then, like, you get, like, $20 paycheck.
Oh, shit.
That's the worst. If you only have, like, one shift, you know what I mean? You wouldn't get that, like, I mean, if you're making, like, $6.50 or whatever it was. I think, and I only worked nights, too, because I was in school. So it'd be, like, 3 to, like, 9, 5 hours.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't make that much cash. It's funny.
That's shit, though. That's like when a company says, oh, you get 15% off of our store.
Yeah.
Well, they're paying you real money.
Yeah.
And when you spend it back, their cost of the good is like cents.
Yeah.
But you're paying 15% less, but still everything. So it's essentially, they're not paying you.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They're just giving you fractions of what your pay's worth in stuff, like shampoo and whatever else you buy.
Yeah. Yeah, just, fuck that shit.
Shit's whack.
Whack. And speaking of whack, D-Man was off on Tuesday, so we have a short episode. Sorry, guys. But hey, free entertainment, so leave us alone.
Yeah.
This episode is over, and it was brought to you by www.ratherunique.ca. Go there. Media work. Mention the podcast. Get 10% off, people. Check us out. If you want to play with D-Man on Xbox Live, the Grinch 54, capital T, capital G, the number 54, I'm on there as well, Chris Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter, @CarpoolingPod. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe. It helps out a lot. Leave a 5-star rating and make a little comment saying you like the show. Thank you very much, guys. I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving weekend since it's going to come out after. Take care. We really appreciate you guys listening. Thanks a lot, guys. We're Christopher Lloyd.
D-Unit.
Thanks, guys. Bye.